podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so by now you've probably heard the Seahawks beat the Jets 26-21.
No!
Jets look absolutely pathetic. By the way, Eat Your Words is brought to you by Online Metals, which means here in just a moment I'm going to be leaving the studio. Cheats has brought in some sort of concoction that I'm going to have to eat blindfolded. And you do have the buzzer in your hand. No zapping me when I walk out of the room.
I did not test it yet. Maybe we should just make sure it's warm. Now, I won't do that to you. I know it's plenty charged up. Terry, go ahead and leave the studio. He will grab a blindfold. He will exit the studio. He will be escorted out by our intern, who will then wave him back in when I'm ready. All right. So, if you are not familiar, this is Eat Your Words, brought to you by Online Metals. Terry will have to describe a food I provide for him in 5 words. But there are 3 buzzwords. If he says one of those buzzwords, we light him up like a Christmas tree. Today's food, we're coming off the Thanksgiving break. I thought I'd give him some Thanksgiving leftovers because Terry hates leftovers. So what I got is some the best kind of Thanksgiving leftovers. That's green bean casserole. And it's cold and it's mushy. And the 3 words, the 3 buzzwords Terry cannot say is salty, because this batch was salty, creamy, because of the cream of mushroom soup in there. And Terry always tells me what he's eating as he's eating it. So in some form, he will bring up green bean casserole. So if he says salty, creamy, or mentions green bean casserole, he will, in fact, be electrocuted. I do want to remind everybody you can catch all of this on Facebook Live. Go to KGON on Facebook. Give us a like. You can watch all the action. It is a whole lot of fun when Terry gets electrocuted. And I encourage you all to join us on Facebook. Terry is being escorted in now by the intern. There he goes. At this point, he has basically done this so many times. I'm surprised he even has to touch the wall. There he goes. You know, he kind of looks like, you know, in those old-timey movies, black and white, you know, when you were in your 40s, like the Mummy movies. You know, that's kind of what he looks like as he comes in. Again, you can watch all of this on Facebook Live. We got a decent audience coming up. They're all excited to see you get potentially electrocuted. All right, Terry, now let me describe what I'm about to hand you. I brought with me some food. It's in a Tupperware container, and you are going to need a fork. So first, I will hand you a container. There you go. And now I'm going to hand you a plastic fork. There's a couple things I want to see you have accomplished here. A, I want to see you get electrocuted, but I'm also hoping you spill some of that on your shirt.
Any hints as to what it might be?
No, there's no hints. Again, you can follow all this on Facebook Live. Yeah, you don't need the fork. You can just use your hands, actually, if you want.
I don't trust you, man. When you hand me something, it's gooey and cold.
Yeah. Gooey and cold. Can't wait for that. Oh, there's hardly anything on that.
I can't see. So what do you want me to do about it? Here, you know what? I won't even use the fork.
Oh, God. He's going to raw dog it. Ah. I brought you some leftovers. I know how much you love them.
Well, it could have been worse than this. That's for sure. I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
Green bean casserole.
Dude, we electrocute Terry so much, he's going to become the number one fan of the LA Chargers. That's my goal.
That was a good shot.
Thank you. Thank you.
I actually like that, which is really good.
With the shock or the...
No, I don't like the shock. I like the treat.
You like green bean casserole?
I do like... I like a delicious treat.
All right, that surprises me. There's a lot of stuff in there that I thought would scare
you. Green bean casserole is delicious. God. Oh, man.
Well, I brought it in cold, and now I'm trying to reheat it up.
Well, it's working. It's heating in the back of my throat. I'm going to say crunchy. Oh, man, I got lucky on that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think when fresh it was crunchy, that's got to be a cold mush pile at this point.
Does cold count as one of my words?
Yes.
Salty.
So you've done
salty.
All right. See, there again, Terry, you're fighting the anger within. You try to withhold the noise. We have a standard in which to pay off to our listening audience. So let's try that one more time. Oh, better.
That is better. So ridiculous. I can't wait for the Seahawks to lose. Oh, man.
So you got one more.
Creamy.
Yeah, we did it! Terry keeps his streak intact. You have hit all the buzzwords. That's 7 losses. That's 21 buzzwords. You have hit them all. Wow. Nobody is better at this game than you are.
You know, that's something I'm really proud of.
You should be. Maybe I'll make you a fancy certificate.
That one actually hurt. Thank you, by the way, to Online Metals. I don't know why I'm thanking them, but who do they play next? Cardinals, right?
Yeah, they play the Cardinals. Big game. Yeah, it's going to be a big game. And we thank Online Metals because they are such an awesome partner and, of course, have sponsored this amazing segment only when the Seahawks win. Is when it's amazing.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.